This is related to Rich's earlier question about the double-digit leads and not being able to close early. Do you have any concern that there's a lack of intensity or a sense among your players that they're a little too confident when they get up by two scores, or are you No. okay with that?
I mean, obviously you want to close them out.
Sure.
Foot on their throat, but it doesn't always work out. They have, you know, 46 guys on their team that are trying not to allow that to happen. So they just made some plays. We made some unfortunate penalties and turnovers. You know, the turnover was huge. You know, you got the ball 44-yard line, second and three. Instead, they got the ball at your 2-yard line. So it's a huge difference. So we just got to do a better job of protecting the football in those situations. And then when we do have a turnover, sudden change like that, do a better job of trying to hold them. And we got to do a better job on defense, get more turnovers too. We had the one at the end of the game, which was huge, but we're not forcing any turnovers, sudden changes in our favor.
Thank you.
Yeah, last year Preston Smith was up and down, had a few big games. You know, couldn't find him other games. Matt Ioannidis, you know, he played pretty sparingly a lot of games. But those two guys, you know, Smith has a sack in every game this year. Ioannidis, of course, is getting a lot of pressure. What is different about those guys this year as opposed to last?
Well, Matt's getting playing time. He didn't play a lot last year. He was playing basically in base, and he's playing a different position. Now he's playing defensive end. He's playing some three technique and nickel, getting some opportunities to rush where he didn't get that last year. Mainly he's a base player playing the run. Now he's actually in sub packages rushing the passer, so he's getting more opportunities. And Preston, I think the good thing about Preston, I think you're seeing him more fresh this year. I think with the rotation we have at outside backer with Ryan Anderson, he, Kerrigan, and Junior Gillette, I think they're all getting their rest and they're getting their reps and they're being effective.
Looking ahead to the Eagles game, I know it's week 7, but this is your last matchup that you have against the Eagles. What's the significance of this game heading into Monday night?
What specifically?
How do you, I guess, in perspective, I know it's still only week 7, but the significance of this game, how do you?
Oh, yeah, it's, obviously, anytime you play a division team, it's significant, especially when they're ahead of you in the standings and they already beat you. So it's a big game for us, without a doubt. We have to do a much better job than we did the last time we played them, handling their pressure. And it wasn't just blitzes, it was 4-man pressures with Graham and those other guys. So they have Fletcher Cox. So they had a very good pass rush, very strong defense. They're well coached on defense. From an offensive perspective, we got to do a better job handling the pressure. And then defensively, we got to figure out a way to contain Wentz. You know, he killed us with the off-schedule plays, and he's been doing that consistently throughout the year. That's why they're 5-1. So it's a big game for us. We know that. Division game on the road, Monday Night Football. We're a game and a half behind them. So it's important for us to try to get this one somehow to get back in the race.
Why did you guys choose to use Samaje to close the game out yesterday on those final three runs? And then with the benefit of looking at the tape, what did you make of his overall performance yesterday?
He had some good catches, which I was happy about. You know, he had the big catch on the third down touchdown play, and he had a nice screen pass that he popped out of there. So, you know, I think there's still some runs. You know, I think the more he sees, the better he's going to get. The more opportunities he gets, the better he's going to get. You know, he's not a finished product by any stretch. He's a rookie. He's feeling himself through it. But, you know, I'm just looking for more decisive cuts by him and more physical runs. That's just what we expect from Samaje, and I know he expects that himself. But the last three plays, you know, the first play we I don't know if he missed the cut or not. He probably could have kept that inside. The second play had a nice run, getting it to third down and 5, and then the last run wasn't much of a chance. They blew it up.
Also, the decision to trust him in that spot as a rookie, you know, obviously it would have typically been Rob's carries, but Chris had been your primary guy all game. So I guess the decision-making between that.
Well, we knew we were going to smash him between the tackles pretty much, and that's more Samaje style.
Real quick before I add a couple other things. Josh Norman update.
Josh Norman will increase his exercise and running and be reevaluated midweek.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
With Chris Thompson, the amount of carries he had, and I know it seemed like it was, you know, you wanted that patch or whatever, but how what's an ideal number of carries for him in a game, do you think?
Ideal?
Yeah.
I don't know, 8. Probably 7 or 8, and then get about 7 or 8 catches would be nice. 15, I'd like to get him 15 touches somehow, 10 to 15.
Do you worry, like in a game like that, about wearing him out a little bit, or was that, you know, yet like a
you
game
do from time to time, but I think we gauge him on the sideline too. Randy does a nice job of seeing how they are physically, talking to them, making sure they're they're okay, and Chris was handling the workload very well, so we kept going to him.
And last one, Kirk spreading the ball around. What is that an indication of? Because it seems like it's been in every game.
I think it's an indication of people doing their jobs, number one. I think, you know, anytime we have a route combination, I think he trusts everybody involved in the pattern. And he's seeing things pretty clearly, getting to his right reads and right progressions. There's a couple errant throws he had, but for the most part, I think he was making good sound decisions and getting them to the people. And the players are making good plays for him after the catch for the most part. So it's all about reading defenses, going through your progressions and the line, giving them time, and then trusting the guys to make the plays for you.
I believe D'Angelo Hall is eligible to start practice this week. Are there any plans to get him going?
Yeah, that's a possibility. We're talking about that here today with our strength coach and our trainer, and we'll decide on that either this week or next week. Could be a possibility.
What's the determining factor in that for you guys? I'm sure there's multiple, but
I think one, once we want to make sure when he starts practice, he's ready to start practice. We don't want to have him start out practice at 80%. When he starts practice, we want to be at 100%, you know, because we want him to get the reps. So you get guys 21 days to get himself in football shape. We want to make sure he's in football shape before we start the 21-day clock and make sure he's 100%, which I think he's pretty darn close. So it could start Wednesday, actually. It could be next week. We'll see.
Another question on regarding Josh Doctson. You had said at the start of the season he was focused specifically at the Z position. Has he expanded more in his ability, what he's been able to do, and how has that translated? You talked a lot about what he's been, and he's just showed in practice first before he displays it. You guys give him a bigger role on Sundays. Have you seen a trend in that way that would suggest?
Yeah, we still have to realize he's in his second year, and last year he didn't practice a lot. So, you know, before we start throwing more on his plate, we got to make sure he can handle the little bit that's on his plate already, which I know he can. I think he can play some X and Z now. Now it's a matter of getting him out there at practice, making sure he can handle the workload and the mental load of it. So we will definitely put him out there at X at some point here soon.
Date on Kelly as well?
Yes, there is actually. He is to practice this week, ankle.
Any other injury scripts that we missed?
Efforts to practice this week, hamstring, and then Secchi will be week to week. He's getting close.
Do you think Trent Williams played yesterday if Ty and Secchi was available?
Do I think he would have played?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I think he probably would have. He played extremely well, and I know he didn't feel like himself, but I'll tell you what, he was impressive. He played really well. We're glad he played.
Any chance of him being available for the Eagles game, or is he still a little ways away?
I think there's a chance, but we'll see. You know, we'll see. I think that's up to the doctors and Josh and see how he's feeling. We don't want this thing to get re-injured, obviously. But if he can go, I'm sure Josh will go.
The schedule this week, will the team practice Wednesday, or does everything
we're
going to
probably walk through Wednesday just because of all the injuries that we have. You know, we have some other ones that aren't on here that are we have to pretty monitor. I don't think we'll have enough guys to practice on Wednesday anyway, so we'll give them an extra day here to rest and recover and go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, leave Sunday.